Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Get your Frankie and Jess fix 24/7 on iHeartRadio.
Man. Oh, man. Okay, so it looks like Bam got a ride to a rehab facility in Florida in the back of a cop car. So they got a call. This person was emotionally distressed at this resort in St. Pete Beach, I guess is where he was at. And so, yeah, they were like, okay, he had a court order directing him right to rehab and the police had to assist. So he wasn't arrested. He doesn't have any pending charges, but they knew that, yeah, this is escalated to a point where he has to be pushed into rehab and he has to be taken by cops.
Well, hopefully it works and sticks because
how long?
And just not too long ago, he was still coming at all the cast of Jackass and saying that it's them and not him.
Trying to sue them.
So, I mean, this is the cops bringing him there, but yeah. I mean, hopefully this is his rock bottom, but
I hope so.
Who knows?
But he only knows, right?
Yeah.
It just sucks. And then, it's getting a little saucy. So I don't know if it's behind the scenes or if they make it look like they're joking when they're on The Voice, but Ariana Grande, one of the highest paid people, I think she is the highest paid person to ever be on The Voice. And I know on the low end, she's getting like 20 mil, on the high end, maybe 25 mil. And so she's quite a bit younger than the rest of the people there, right? As a judge. And so I guess she told Kelly on TV to shut up. Ooh. And people were like, what? And so they tried to play it off like it was a joke. And people could see through it, right, that were watching it. And they're like, oh, no, she's like, she's running stuff. She thinks she runs
diva,
stuff.
Huh?
Yeah. And then not only that, but I'm hearing rumors that she's trying to get Blake Shelton canned. Like, doesn't want Blake there anymore. So she's like, okay, she knows she makes more than them, even though they've all been there.
Dang.
She's giving Kelly attitude and trying to get Blake out of there and calling him grandpa behind his back.
Wow.
The F is that? Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Younger than I am, man. That hurts.
Right.
Ouch.
Yeah, he's like, mid to late 40s,
right?
Yeah.
What was it? Because it shocks us every time.
Because Gwen's
like
early
45,
50s.
Right?
Yeah, he's mid to late 40s. Because, yeah, Gwen's like 51 or 52.
45.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, so, yeah, Ariana is shaking things up at The Voice. It's like, and they've said, you know, she's funny and they need to show more of that and she's great and they love her and it sounds like she's starting to get a little comfortable there.
Too comfortable.
Like, oh, yikes, yeah. And then Britney Spears, so she's warning fans with all these documentaries coming out about her. They're, you know, a lot of them are untrue. And she said, please just take these with a grain of salt, especially the CNN special, Toxic Britney Spears Battle for Freedom, that debuted on Sunday night. She said it's loaded with inaccuracies. And she said the tone of it is very unkind to me. And then there's another documentary. This one is
today on Netflix. It's Britney versus Spears. Is she talking about that one too or no?
No, she didn't refer to that one specifically, but there's another one called Controlling Britney Spears that made headlines. And that's the one we talked about yesterday with her dad allegedly recording her bedroom conversations. And so she stayed mum on that one so far, but her attorneys are going to talk about this because she's going to be in court for the hearing tomorrow over her conservatorship with her dad.
I've heard that she wants to do an interview with Oprah.
So oh, that'd be awesome.
If she's expressing that, I'm sure Oprah would totally take that.
Oh, absolutely. And then Jamie Foxx. So this will be good. So he wants to remake Stephen King's Misery. So it's based on a weird interaction with fans. So this couple won the opportunity at a charity auction to hang out with Jamie Foxx for 30 minutes. Okay. Supposed to be 30 minutes. They spent a couple of hours together. And Jamie just said that,
oh, no. Is he wanting to make the movie from this couple?
Yes.
Oh, geez. Can you imagine hearing this if you're the couple? Like, hey, we had a rapport with Jamie. Look at that. Wait, what?
Oh my gosh.
Talking about us, honey.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. So he said that he didn't disclose a lot of details.
Well, you don't have to with this. They know who they are. That sucks.
I know.
And everybody else who knows them knows that it's them.
True.
Because
we're
you know,
tight with Jamie.
Because everybody in your world, in your circle, knows that you went on this or whatever, won this charity thing.
Yep.
Ah.
So I guess we'll have to see what happens with the movie. But he said it got weird. And he said, so I want to do a Misery remake because of this situation.
Jeez.
But he said, I ended up being there for like 2 hours. It was supposed to be 30 minutes. and doing stuff from the movie Ray. Like they're wanting him to do stuff.
Oh, jeez. So is he being facetious about making a redoing Misery,
dude,
or
legit.
He's being real?
He's being real.
Huh. That's funny.
Like you said, those people, yeah, those poor people.
Well, maybe
but
they,
you know what?
Maybe they have it, yeah. And maybe they have this coming then.
Oh, gosh. Oh, geez. And then, dude, this chick, she's got it made. She is a smart lady. So she is Bow Wow's baby mama. She is Future, the rapper. She has a baby with him, too. And now she's hanging with Diddy. She ain't no dummy. I love this girl. So she's spending time with Diddy. So it was, I think it was, what, last year she was with Future. And then the year before that, I think she was with Bow Wow, and now she's with Diddy. So Diddy is dating a couple of gals. It's not just this one baby mama of Bow Wow and Future, but he gave her $1 million ring for her birthday. Hmm. Not an engagement ring, but $1 million ring. And then the other girlfriend that he's hooking up with, so she is from the City Girls, and he took her on a $100,000 shopping spree. Crazy. And yeah, Diddy's what, 51 now, father of six. They said he's been spending money like it's water. So I don't know what's going on, but you got to spend it. You can't take it with you.
Well, and you said it right the second time. He's hooking it up with these chicks.
Oh, totally.
I don't know if he's dating them.
Well,
and he's
yeah.
spending a lot of money on them, but True. He's hooking it up.
Oh, them. Yeah. And she's beautiful. Beautiful. So Future's got a kid with. What's her name? What's her name? I just blanked. Oh, she's married to.
Oh, what's her name? Yeah, that's
Sierra. Sierra. Yeah. So they've got a boy together, and he's the oldest for Sierra. And then she had, let's see, with Russell Wilson, a boy and a girl. So she's got three kiddos, one with Future, two with Russell. But yeah, this gal, she's got at least a couple babies with some famous people.
Hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Crazy. And then Rick Ross. So he's got three babies with his baby mama. And so it looks like the judge said he needs to pay. I thought this was kind of low because I know Rick Ross is worth a lot of money, but he has to pay $11,000 a month in child support. And I was like, that seems low. And I know that sounds terrible, right? I'm saying for celebrity because they go off their income. So he also has to kick in, thank God, for health insurance and pay for their extracurricular activities, you know, whether it be trips or sports, things like that, things that they need. And so, yeah, but $11,000 a month in child support. And I was like, okay, is it per kid? Because they've got three kids together.
Hmm.
But no, it's $11,000 total. So I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have as much money as we thought, or maybe the judge thought that was fair. I'm not sure. And then check out the picks. We've got a ton of picks posted at frankieandjess.com. So we've been talking about this all morning. Will and Jada talking about their relationship and how it's evolved past monogamy. And so we know that Jada had a relationship. It sounds like Will's had a relationship as well during his marriage to Jada, possibly more.
I wonder if it's anybody we know.
I bet, dude.
You think?
I bet, because there were rumors, and we had talked about this back in the day, where on movie sets, like some of his leading ladies, he would have a little thing with, and Jada knew about it. She's like, okay, you know, because he'd be off filming for months at a time. So kind of crazy. Kind of crazy.
Eva Mendes and Hitch. Wasn't she in Hitch?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That was such a good
movie.
Wasn't
she in that? She was.
Oh,
wasn't
yeah.
She?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Such a good
Kevin
movie.
Kevin James.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. Love that movie. I love that soundtrack. It's fun. And then we've got Bachelorette news. So it looks like Claire, the Bachelorette, she and Dale broke up again for like the third time, something like that.
They're those people.
Yeah.
It's that couple.
I know.
You know, the ones you're like, okay.
All the time.
Guess who broke up again? Oh, right. Dale and Claire. Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm sure around their friends and family.
Like, here we go.
Here we go. Just break up already.
Who cares?
And hopefully it sticks.
Yeah. And then, let's see, Avril Lavigne turning 37 this week. We've got Angelina Jolie hooking up with The Weeknd. Like, they're full on hooking up. We've been hearing rumors of this for a while, but I guess it's true. And then what's her name? Cheryl Burke. That's right. So she's on Dancing with the Stars, and she wasn't able to be there last night because she tested positive on Sunday for COVID. So sounds like she's planning on being back next week. It just depends. Hopefully her partner stays negative because he took a test and he doesn't have COVID, but it could develop, right? They were in close quarters.
So who do you think is going to go home next? Because you said it was Cobra Kai guy last night.
Yeah.
And if you didn't watch it and you're waiting to watch it today, we apologize.
Sorry.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry. Yeah. I mean, and if you watched it, you knew.
Yeah.
Come on. Poor guy. I do. I think his neck and his back are fused. There's only so much he can do. Let's see. Who else was just okay? They really like JoJo. JoJo's doing good, but she has a dance background. They really like the gal that is from Broadway, and now she's on The View. Her husband passed from COVID. Her name's Amanda.
Amanda Klutz.
She is just, they even said it last night. She's a vision. Just watching her, you're just like caught up in the moment, and you're just mesmerized by her.
Hmm.
But that's the thing. A lot of these people have that stage presence. They have the background, so they have a leg up on people. Yeah. They really do.
Literally.
Yeah.
Two legs up on
people. You know what? It's funny. Last night, Len was like, we get that you've got nice legs. You don't have to keep putting them in the air. And everybody else was like, no, you've got them, flaunt them, put those legs up. But yeah, because she kept doing kicks and, oh, she was just awesome. But I'm trying to think who else is gosh, even Bachelor Matt is doing pretty good. They said to watch his feet because he's got really big feet. I don't know. I couldn't even tell you. The Cobra Kai guy was... He was just so bad.
Overshadowed everybody.
He really did. But yeah, check out the pics, frankieandjess.com.
Side effects of the Frankie and Jess Show podcast may include binge cravings for more.
Good thing there's a ton to listen to. Want it? Get it.
The Frankie and Jess podcast, always open for business on the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.